You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh, Archbishop of Singapore.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Gospel, we read that the shepherds were watching over the flocks during the night. And then the angel appeared to them, and the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, listen. I bring you news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And then we are told that there was a throng of heavenly hosts praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace to men who enjoy His favor." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this evening, our focus is on the last two verses of today's gospel. What do you think the angels mean when the angels said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace to men who enjoy His favor"? Because this is what Christmas is celebrating. What are we celebrating? We are celebrating the favor that God has bestowed on this world. Unfortunately, because of variant translation, very often these words, this phrase, has been translated to "glory to God in the highest and peace to men of goodwill." We hear this in our Christmas carols. We even have this in the Gloria as well. Peace to men of goodwill, which is quite different from the original translation of the scripture text, "peace to men who enjoy His favor." There is a big difference. What is the difference? If peace is given to men of goodwill, it simply means that if you want to have peace in life, you simply just have to be a good person, a righteous person, live a life of integrity, do good, regardless of whatever religions you have, regardless of whatever state of life you have, so long as you do good, live a righteous life, you will find peace. If that were the case, then at Christmas, when they celebrate the birth of Christ, then truly we must say that Christ's birth was not really of great significance to humanity. Because if Christ was just a man who shows us how to live our life in loving and in giving, as what today in the second reading St. Paul said, God's grace has been revealed, and He has taught us that what we have to do is to give up everything that does not lift to God. All our worldly ambitions, we must be self-restrained and live good and righteous life. If Christ is simply an exemplar of how we should live our life, then this is true of many other founders of other religions as well. I'm sure all the great founders of religions, they too live a righteous life, a life of integrity, a life of holiness, and many other people as well. So it is not really, therefore, truly that Jesus is an exception. There are many good people around. So if peace is only given to those people of goodwill, it simply means that you reap what you sow. If you live a good life, you will find happiness. Secondly, this is also not quite true for most of us. Most of us, we are struggling with our sins in life. We are all broken because of the human condition that we are in. We are all born into a world that is fallen. And so we know that, like St. Paul, in his letter to Romans, we all want to do good, but we end up doing evil. We find it difficult to resist sins in our life. And this is because, not only because we inherit a wounded nature, a fallen human nature, but also because of the environment that we are in, the kind of ambience that we are raised, how we have been brought up by our parents, the sufferings, the wounds that we have suffered along the way, and the hurts. And that is the reason why man has become very selfish, self-centered, suspicious, defensive of their own lives, of their own interests. Because man sees other people as a threat to their well-being. Simply because we live in fear of each other. Not just among human beings, even nations in the world. They live in fear of each other's nations. That is why we see the world today is so fragmented. How world powers are trying to suppress other nations that become too powerful because we feel threatened. That's the reason why, if we were to examine and understand this phrase as peace to people of goodwill, then certainly it is not good news. It is bad news. Nothing good about the birth of Jesus. Therefore, it's important that this evening we must stick to what the scripture tells us, not the carols that you have heard. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace to men who enjoy his favor. The emphasis is not men of goodwill. The emphasis is man who enjoys the favor of God. Man who has been blessed by God. In other words, if the angel told the shepherds, this is the good news of joy that I have come to tell you. What is this good news? The good news is that the Savior has come. God loves you all, without exception. He loves you not because of any merits that you have earned. He loves you simply because He wants to bless you. This is the good news. This is the good news that we are proclaiming, that this God loves each and every one of us, regardless of who we are. Whether we are saints, whether we are sinners, He loves us all. And this love that God has given to us is freely given. That's why in John 3:16, St. John says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that those who believe in Him might not perish, but have eternal life. This is the great news. The great news is that we are loved, we have been chosen by God. The great news is this, that God has become man. in Christ Jesus to assume our humanity so that we in turn can share in the divine life of Christ. Not because we are worthy, but because He has made us worthy. By His death and resurrection, Christ will save us from our sins and make us adopted sons and daughters of His Heavenly Father. This is the great news. This is what we are celebrating. The unmerited love of God for us all. That's the reason why St. Peter in the Acts of the Apostles, when he went to visit Cornelius, who was not a Jew, not yet a believer of Christ. And when the Holy Spirit came upon Cornelius, St. Peter remarked, "Now I can understand, God has no favorites." That's all. And this is the message that we are reading in today's gospel. It is significant that when Jesus was born, the good news was not announced to the political leaders or even the religious leaders. The good news was announced to shepherds. They were considered the marginalized group of people, uneducated, uncouthed, and even sinners. And this good news was announced to them first. Not to the rich, not to the powerful, not to the wise, but to these uneducated people. God has chosen to reveal Himself, as St. Paul later says, to those who are foolish, to those who are nobody in this world. Later on, Jesus would choose apostles. They were fishermen. They were uneducated. Remember when Peter and John were brought before the Sanhedrin? Even the Sanhedrin noticed these were uneducated people. How could now they preach in such a manner? That is the choice of God and His love. That He has chosen these insignificant people to be His apostles, to be His disciples. It shows that God's love is totally unmerited. You cannot earn the love of God, so to speak. And so, this Christmas, what are we called to do? We are called to respond to this great love of God. Does it mean to say, therefore, we don't have to do good? Not exactly. Because we are called to imitate Jesus, imitate God in the way He gives Himself to us all. So Christmas really, to celebrate the mystery of Christmas, is to celebrate the great joy of being loved by God unconditionally in Christ Jesus, that we have been chosen, and therefore we are called to imitate Him in the way He has loved us. And because He has loved us, in spite of the very fact that we were nobody, what does it mean? It means that if we are inspired by His love, we must now love those who the world thinks are not worthy of love. That is why the message of Christmas is addressed to those who are vulnerable, to those who are poor, to those who are outcasts, those who are sinners, those the world does not respect. These are the people that we are called to reach out to at Christmas. Because since the Lord has given us what we do not deserve, surely we must do the same for those undeserving people in our life. We give presents normally to those people who deserve our love, isn't it? Or do we give presents to those people who don't deserve the presents? Easy to give presents to those who loved us, to those we think are worthy of our love. But we don't give presents to those people that we do not like, that they are making our life difficult. The truth is, if God has forgiven us, even though we do not deserve to be forgiven, then surely at this Christmas, there are some people in your life, they don't deserve to be forgiven. But if you want to be like Christ, if you want to truly accept that gift, then you need to forgive those who don't deserve your forgiveness. And that is the greatest challenge of Christmas. To love those who are unworthy of our love. My dear brothers and sisters, this invitation to do the same as what Jesus did for us is what Christmas is all about. Allowing Christ be born in our hearts. Allowing the Spirit of Jesus to live in us. But we do all this, my dear brothers and sisters, not again because we are forced to do it, because we feel obliged to do it. No. Jesus does not simply show us the way to live a good life. Jesus gives us the capacity to do so. How does he give us the capacity? By loving us. When you are loved, you will be able to love others. When you have understood that you are a sinner and that you have been forgiven many, many times by God, surely you can forgive others. And I can tell you honestly, if you cannot give to others, if you cannot forgive others, if you cannot be generous to others, it is simply because you think that whatever you have merited it. You have worked hard for it. This is your hard work. You deserve to have all these things. So long as you have this kind of mentality, entitlement mentality, you will not share with people. You will not forgive others. You will not have any compassion for the poor, the marginalized, the vulnerable, the weak, the unborn, and those who are nuisance in our life. But if you are conscious that whatever we have, whatever we are today, it is because of God's grace and mercy, then truly Christ is born in your heart because you want to give what you have received. Remember the gospel Jesus told us, freely received and freely gift. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh.